The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Could see a little bit of rain back on Tuesday, but not till then, I don't believe. But we'll talk with Mr. Outdoors about that here in the next few minutes. Michael Shaw's here. Hey, Michael, you wanted to weigh in on, we were talking about, you know, this getting in the weeds on what it actually takes to try to move that legislative football to get some improvement out of the D.C. swamp. I was doing that with Rick Manning, and you know, it's been really frustrating. And people write me; they're very, very frustrated. But the numbers are not in our favor this year. That's just a fact of matter. But what were you thinking about that? You wanted to weigh in a bit.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah. So what Rick was saying is fact, and it's not a straightforward you vote yes or no because of all the intricacies of how the Congress actually operates. But the 2025 comment that he made about you got to get ready to build for 2025, my perception, and I may be wrong on this, is the Biden administration is expecting to lose.
Yes.
Okay.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you.
Well, you see that in what they're doing. So they just locked up another 13 million acres of no drilling in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Department of Education going after Catholic universities, and all these actions that they are taking on their own accord without Congress.
And they appear to be huge power grabs, but it's really an indicator of desperation of sorts, is it not?
Well, that's what I'm viewing it as, because they're trying to get this stuff implemented before they get kicked out of office. That's the only thing that I can perceive and why they would be doing it right now so fast and furious.
So this is good news, I suppose, even though it's bad news that they're doing right now. And some of what they're doing, what is being implemented, can then be reversed because it's being done without congressional legislation. So what's being done without that can also be reversed afterwards.
Yeah, but then you've got that whole process of having to go through and reverse all that stuff, and it doesn't happen overnight. So
agreed.
Those rules or regulations stay in effect for a year or two or three, and they do their harm in the meantime.
Yeah, point well taken, and I appreciate you making it. Good one, okay? Thank you very much.
Have a good weekend.
You too now. 713 at KMED KCMD. Mr. Outdoors standing by, and we're going to have a good conversation about what's going on and where you need to be and having fun. And I have a feeling we're going to have to talk about a dead cougar, too, while we're at it.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
We have some real issues here in Southern Oregon, and when it comes to the state senator to represent us, there is only one clear choice, Christine Goodwin. Christine is a strong, vibrant, get-her-done conservative who won't leave Southern Oregon behind against those far-left Portland politicians. Matter of fact, as representative, she has the number one conservative voting record of all time by nationally recognized CPAC in the legislature among senators, representatives, and congressmen serving over 2 years. Christine helped recriminalize hard drugs, strengthen laws for our police, and even work to help Texas in trying to close the southern border. Hey, Republicans, make sure you vote Christine Goodwin for state senate in the primary. She's a winner, and let's back a winner. This former high school teacher, small business owner, commissioner, and school board chair knows how to get it done on all levels. Sending her to Salem to battle those urban politicians is the best thing we can do. Vote Christine Goodwin for state senate. Paid for by Goodwin for Oregon, PAC ID 21708.
When the wind blows and storms roll through, do you get worried? Hi, this is Jeff with Quality Tree Service. If you answered yes, you may have a dangerous tree that could come down and cause property damage or worse. Call us and we'll inspect your trees and provide a no-obligation quote. If removal is necessary, we specialize in low impact. At Quality Tree Service, we love trees, but they shouldn't be keeping you up at night. We also offer senior and military discounts. Visit us at QualityTreeServiceMedford.com.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Mr. Outdoors, Greg Roberts. He's here from RogueWeather.com. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is the sponsor of the Outdoor Report every Friday morning. And we talk about things that are going on. And even if things are a little bit weird, that is for sure. Greg, welcome back. And gosh, we had a cougar shot yesterday. You hadn't heard about that, huh? That was interesting.
No, I was... I was busy on, how shall we say, other chores yesterday. So the fact that that happened, I hadn't heard about it. But based on what you were telling me off the air, that situation is definitely different, because, and especially in Ashland, how it normally goes down is they shoot it with a tranquilizer dart, say they're removing it out of town, you know, kind of what I call setting up the fantasy belief that it's going to be transported back to the woods and all will be well. But what actually usually happens is they get it out of town and they shoot it, because cougars are very territorial. And that's part of the issue, you know, especially with Ashland and Talent, Jacksonville, Gold Hill. I'm just thinking of towns off the top of my head that we know cougars are very present within city limits, that, you know, people say, well, we're building up on their homes. Well, no, not exactly. What's happening is we've got more cougars than we've ever had before, and they need territory. And increasingly, our cities are becoming that territory for younger cats, because there just isn't anywhere else to go. Because the dominant males out there, they establish their territories, and then they enforce them to the point of lethality. They will kill, especially male cougars that come into their territories. They will defend them by killing any others that they do not want in their territories. And then females will have their battles. And yes, those can turn fatal as well, but that's much more rare. But still, it's about so many cats on the landscape. And now they really don't have anywhere else to go except into the city. So the popular myth is we've built up on all their homes, and that flat is not true.
All right. Well, I'm glad to know that, given especially that 90% of Oregon is undeveloped, okay? That's just you know, bottom line. And we're not even talking about, you know, the ownership issue. By the way, the cougar was shot, according to this release here from Ashland Police. The cougar was shot about 250 feet away from the Siskiyou school. So it was right by the school. The kids were asked to stay inside.
And there's another reason, because kids are probably at a much higher risk for having a cougar attack than, you know, obviously adults will. So now knowing exactly where this went down, knowing where that school is, it's one of those things that I don't think they really had much other choice. You know, bears, okay, that's one thing. You can definitely dart a bear, move a bear off into the woods, and, you know, likely, well, the bears will learn to get along. They have their territory squabbles, too. But it's nothing like the cats.
Yeah, the cats really are. How large is a typical male cougar's territory? Is there a stat on that? Just curious.
If you averaged it out, I would say in our area, probably 140 to 150 range, but we definitely, there have been some males that probably will be pushing 200.
Okay, when you're talking about 200, 200 what?
200 pounds.
Oh, no. I was talking about what is their territory?
Okay. With cats, pretty typically, a male is going to establish a territory that's roughly 100 to 150 square miles.
Wow. So 10 by 10 miles. So you take, you drive 10 miles north-south and then drive 10 miles east and west, and then you draw a big square around that, and that's going to be your territory. That's huge. That's a huge amount of territory.
Typically, the average male within his territory, there's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 to 6 resident females.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So this is pretty big. This is why it is so serious. What role here, as far as the number of cats, is being played by that ballot measure, which was passed by the oh so kind Oregon voter electorate a number of years ago, saying that you cannot.
It's 100%.
Really. So this whole idea of not hunting the cougars with bear,
exactly,
with dogs, right?
Because the only people authorized to hunt with dogs once that ballot measure passed were government hunters.
Hmm.
and it took the private citizens completely out of it. And, you know, there was plenty of warning from scientists. Here's what's going to happen when you do that. And we saw all of it and more.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like Measure 110, right? Same thing. We could sit there and say, don't do it. Don't do it. You don't want to do it. Don't do it. Oh, you did it. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And Measure 110 was repealed, but I don't think that measure that was passed in 94 ever will be, because it's really interesting how some segments of our human population will value animal life way ahead of human life.
Yeah, it is interesting. Well, I remember I dated a person like that many years ago. It was a woman in the day that and I remember she said, "Well, gosh, I have to tell you, if I could just have a society in which I dealt with only animals, it would be a much better society." I said, "Really? Wow. Okay." but there are people like that. They really are.
You know, honestly, in this society, quote unquote, that we have now, I would be far more closer to agreement with her than disagreeing, because, you know, the one thing I've always said, that when you get out in the wild, one of the best parts about it is all of this man-created drama and hullabaloo immediately goes away. Life returns to exactly what life should be.
Yeah, which is eat or be eaten.
Yeah, and all right. I've really missed those weeks that I used to spend out in elk camp, because that was some of the best living I ever did. Sleeping in a tent, cooking meals over a campfire, just going through the day-to-day and being fully connected to the world and disconnected from all this, you know.
The one thing, though, I want to give you a corollary to it, though.
Ourselves.
Yeah, but still, the same people that will go out there and say, I would much rather live with just animals instead of having to deal with humans, they're also the same ones that are saying that are probably wanting to pass that citizen initiative, which was talked about, which would destroy animal husbandry. You're not supposed to have pets. You're not supposed to be able to have eggs from your chicken or anything else. And it's just, once again, an anti-human kind of agenda. They're pro-animal. Pro-animal stance hides a thin, it's a thin veneer over the fact that they just hate humanity, is really what it is.
Right.
But they don't hate themselves.
And obviously, in my case, it's not a hatred of humanity thing at all. It's just, you know, I know what I'm going to get from an animal. I know what I'm going to get from a wolf. I know what I'm going to get from a cougar. I know what I'm going to get from a bear. Walking down the street, got somebody walking towards me wearing a hoodie, head down, hands in their pockets.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do.
Okay, point well taken. But I know what I'm going to get most of the time when I'm coming up against a liberal, too. So, you know, we can categorize humans if we want.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't want to get off there. But anyway, thanks for the explanation of the cougar thing. But we'll keep an eye on that. And, you know, police did what they had to do, okay? Now,
Without any doubt, and especially with the school being right there, that absolutely was the right call.
Yep, full stop. Okay, so let us talk then about where we're headed here. Very nice spring weekend. I guess we cooled down a little bit over this weekend. We'll get a little bit of a breezier, a few degrees cooler, but it's going to be nice. And are we pretty much all past it now, and then winter's gone, or are we still going to be kind of herking and jerking back and forth, huh?
We're going to be herking and jerking, and quite honestly, you know, history has shown that in this area, I don't think it's ever safe to say that we've probably seen the last of cool, wet weather, you know, where all of a sudden we'll be out and go, geez, it's cold out here. I truly don't think you get past that here in Jackson and Josephine counties until Memorial Day weekend. You know, honestly, anytime through that, we could get what's going to wind up happening the middle part of next week, that we're going to be getting back into cooler, unsettled, showery type weather. Air mass is definitely going to cool down. We're going to be around 80 today. We'll be around 80 on Monday. And then by Wednesday of next week, we're looking to be in the 60s. But when we get there, it's only going to be just a few degrees below average. It's not going to be a big cold snap, but it's definitely going to get us into cooler conditions. And like I said, we get back to that chance of showers. That chance is going to be higher around mountains and definitely over them. So if you were going up into the Cascades, for example, you're probably going to get into showers. And then that's looking to persist, actually, for probably at least a week of having that cooler, more unsettled type conditions around before we start moving back into warmer. So, you know, this part of spring, this early part of spring, is always a roller coaster ride. And right now, you know, and especially this weekend, we're going to be up at the top before we dive down into that next trough. But at least we finally hit a weekend, though, where we've got the really good, nice weather that you could go out and do pretty much anything you really wanted to do. Perfect weekend for working in the yard, if that's what you want to do. Perfect weekend to go play a round of golf. Perfect weekend to go fishing. You know, I mean, there's just, this is what I call unlimited possibility weekend from a weather standpoint.
All right, very good. Well, I know that I got most of my weed whacking done yesterday, but I'm going to finish it tomorrow morning, and I know that I'm going to be able to get, I just got to tell you, with all the rain and the, you know, slightly warmer winter, I think that we ended up having the grasses, the weeds, the everything else. It's like, and of course, my yard looks like crap anyway, normally, even when everything's growing okay, because, you know, if you've ever noticed my thumbs, they're not green. I'm able to grow weeds really, really well. But mm-hmm. I'm going to be working on it because my trimmers work pretty well, too. That's how I take care of the problem. So I'm going to be doing
Bill,
that.
I mean, don't feel bad. I think if there's anything that a lot of people have proven, they're very champion weed growers.
Oh, yeah. And of course, what is a weed? What is a weed? If you ask Stan Mapolsky, the road gardener, he says, Bill, a weed is nothing more than a highly successful plant. There we go.
Well, he's right, because quote-unquote weeds are very hardy, very adaptable type plants. And that's the reason why they thrive to abundance. And, you know, let's face it, most of what people are trying to cultivate in their yards, the fair majority of it is not native to this area,
No. Which
is why it requires all the work that it does. And when I was doing landscaping over in Bend, oh my goodness, if you think it's difficult doing landscaping and getting a yard going here, you should see what it's like over there. With all that acidity from that volcanic soil.
Oh, yeah.
That's right there at the surface in Bend.
Yeah. Maybe what we need to do is start taking a cue from, I'll see that, I don't know if you've ever watched some of these YouTube videos, but Linda is a slave to these. She loves these chateaus, these where people are going and buying chateaus in France and other places because...
Mm-hmm.
People can't afford to run them, and a lot of times the monarchy's gone, and the families that have these places, they're very expensive to run, these huge chateaus. And so you can buy them for a song. Like you have, you know, 100 acres and 36 rooms, you can buy a place for like $1 million, which is not really much in the grand scheme
right.
of things. So you have all these people that are going over and buying these places now and trying to get them restored, which is quite interesting. But you also see the way that other places look at their yard. You know, this whole idea that you're going to have a trimmed yard, they don't do that in a lot of places. It's more of a trimmed garden more than anything else. And it's kind of – and more wild. It's interesting to see that they take a more natural, wild effect in which, yeah, we're going to let Mother Nature take its course with grasses and weeds and things. We're just going to kind of trim it back rather than trying to make everything – like something out of Better Homes and Gardens kind of thing, that kind of deal.
Well, and you see it more here in the U.S. and in Canada, too, because Canadians, they view it the same way. And basically what everybody is trying to do is create the, quote, park-like setting.
Right.
Think how many times you've looked at houses for sale and all of a sudden park-like setting pops up. You know, in the description of the property.
Well, you know what that means. You say in your head, oh, it's a dump, right? Right? It's a dump.
Yeah, no, well, you know, you look at these yards, and hey, back in the day when it was my business, I helped create a fair majority of those park-like settings. You know, one of the best jobs I had early on in my young adult working years was working for Jackson County Parks because I learned how to create the quote-unquote park-like setting.
Mm.
Learned exactly how it was done.
And it takes quite a bit of work to make that park-like setting like that.
It absolutely does. And then once it's in, it's not like you just walk away and that's that. There is a lot of maintenance work that goes into properly maintaining lawns, properly maintaining shrubbery, flowers. I mean, you name it. And I think everybody wants the look without having to really want to put the effort into it. And, I mean, let's be real. All my buddies who are landscapers right now are laughing at me saying this because that's as big a truism as saying the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. And fortunately, it creates an entire industry of landscaping and lawn maintenance.
God bless them.
Eventually, people just throw their hands up.
And yeah, and they hire them. Well, it's like the plumber and the electrician. It's like, you know, why do plumbers and electricians and landscapers cost so much? Because they're worth it. That's why.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, heck, where I live, I'm about 3.5 hours away from the arrival of our lawn maintenance guys because the HOA here pays for grounds maintenance, lawn maintenance to come in, and they do all the mowing of the grass, and they keep all the shrubs and the trees and everything looking good. And, you know, it's nice because I get to sit here and drink my coffee and look at my quote-unquote park-like setting because I don't have to break sweat one to maintain it. Somebody else is doing that for me.
All right. Well, you're a better man than me, my friend. I have to go do some of that park-like setting myself. But I'll talk with you next Friday about my success or lack of it, okay? I'll get back to you on that.
Hey, remember the great line from the outlaw Josie Wales.
What's
endeavor
that?
To persevere.
Gosh, which line did that come from?
Chief Dan Jordan.
Oh, that's
right.
That was
one of his great lines from that movie. And then he follows that up by saying, and so we went and thought about that for a while. And after we thought about it for a while, we declared war on the Union.
I remember. That is my favorite Western of all time, The Outlaw Josie Wales. That every time it comes on, I've probably seen that movie 10 to 12 times, and I still watch it every time it comes around. I even keep it on the DVR.
Hundreds of times, and the Chief Dan George did not win Best Supporting Actor for that role. I mean, it's a travesty in more ways than one, but he is the guy who, I mean, he gets off the truly memorable lines in that movie. And, you know, my other favorite one was, I didn't surrender. They made my horse surrender.
I think my favorite line out of The Outlaw Josie Wales, though, is, you know, man's got to make a living. Dying ain't much of a living, boy.
That's exactly.
With the bounty hunter.
Clint's big line in that movie, but Chief Dan George literally has a dozen that are as good as that or maybe even better.
And someone else who I thought was never really given his due in that movie was the Native American actor Will Sampson, who played, I think it was Two Bears in the end. Oh,
yeah.
Just great scene. Great stuff.
Because he has basically it amounts to a cameo.
Yeah.
But Will Sampson, I mean, you watch One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and you totally understand how great an actor that guy was.
Indeed. Well, Mr. Outdoors, enjoy your weekend. I'm going to do the same for me, and I'll get back with you on Friday. Of course, you'll keep up with other things on rogueweather.com. You'll keep people informed on that, okay? We'll see you then.
Yep. All right? You got it.
Great weekend, Greg. 734 and Outdoor Report sponsored by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority on Airway Drive in Medford. And Hannah, the update's coming up. We'll catch up on a little bit of news here. We got some open phones, too. Find your phone Friday. What's on your mind? We'll kick it all around.
Freedom, prosperity, safety. These are some of the values that made Oregon great. Dr. Noah Robinson will work to preserve our treasured Oregon values.
As your state senator, I'll stand up to the Democrats and lobbyists in Salem, continuing the fight for your parental rights, promoting limited government, and protecting unborn lives.
Conservative, principled, independent. Vote Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. Paid for by Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. ID 23412.
With so many working and doing business from home, it's good to know there's a community business center to help. A Street Print and Parcel is a one-stop shop for everything from large format printing and scanning to blueprints, architectural plans, and shipping.
Their Studio 10 expansion offers passport photos, photo mounting, fine art scanning, art reproductions, signs and banners, negative and slide scanning, canvas prints, and so much more. Located in Ashland on A Street across from Ashland Hardware. Their motto, we create it, print it, pack it, and ship it. A Street Print and Parcel and Studio 10.
Do you have an electrical checklist that needs to be completed? Call Completed Electric Plus. Need an exterior all-weather plug-in installed? Completed. A motion sensor light in your entry, pantry, or laundry room? Completed. Too many appliances tripping your breaker? Completed. RV outlet on the side of the house? Completed. Electrical jobs around the house get completed quickly, expertly, and affordably with licensed techs from Completed Electric Plus. Specializing in small, residential electrical jobs. Call Completed Electric Plus and check those jobs off your list. Visit them at CompletedElectricPlus.com.
One of each. Forte VIN 770783 MSRP 21645 3502. Sol VIN 235213 MSRP 22210 3502. 10K miles per year. Zero security deposit. All incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax title license. 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance. Ends 4/30/24.
Making payments on a car you don't want to drive anymore? You need Kia Medford's Payment Wipeout. We're wiping out all the payments you have left on your old car so you can drive a new Kia, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $149 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Get into a new Kia, like Fortes or Souls. Your choice, just $149 a month during the payment wipeout at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MillettConstruction.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Last weekend's Iranian missile and drone attack on Israel has not gone unanswered. Explosions today near a major air base and nuclear site near the city of Isfahan in central Iran. The Iranians claim to have shot down a bunch of drones. Former President Trump is back in a New York courtroom this morning, saying that they can't beat him at the ballot box, so his political foes try to tie him up in court. As Mr. Trump describes his New York criminal trial, 12 jurors have been selected to hear the case. 5 more alternates are needed before opening arguments, and those opening arguments could come next week. A bill pending in California wants to make more rental housing available to tenants who have pets. On Wall Street, the Dow 179 points higher, while the Nasdaq is 148 points lower, and the S&P is off a dozen points. More details at SRNNews.com.
If you're remodeling your house, start with the foundation. Millett Construction offers a no-pressure, thorough inspection of your home's foundation and a no-obligation estimate if your house needs work. The foundation is most important because all of the repairs and upgrades you're planning, from the floors, windows, doors, cabinets, even the roof, can be affected if your foundation is unstable. Be sure you're on solid ground. Millett Construction will level your house and correct the shifting soil problem. Visit MillettConstruction.com.
Despite what the Biden administration says, inflation still running hot throughout the system, especially in the insurance world. The insurance world is almost like lagging, right? And it's like the inflation hit, and it's not really hitting until you're starting to go through the renewals. I know people ended up getting a 20-25% increase in their car insurance, maybe 10-20% in homeowners insurance, too. So you got to do some shopping around. Well, let Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance, big a friend of mine, one of my big sponsors, long time we've been saving money with him. Many other KMED, KCMD listeners have also been saving money with him because he works with lots of different companies. And while one company may be screwing its customers, maybe another company is not screwing its customers quite so badly. All right. You got to have the insurance. You just got to do it. All right. So what you do, though, is get someone working on your team, all right? Call them and get a quote, 261-5444, 541-261-5444. By the way, Lynn Barton has now joined his team, and she's working the different Medicare plans that can help people out, too. But still, first thing, it all starts with a phone call, 261-5444 or skyparkins.com.
At Sky Park, We make insurance easy.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Through April, purchase a set of four Cooper tires for practically whatever you drive, and you'll get a Visa reward card in the mail. Get $100 on top of the line Cooper Discover STT Pro Mud Terrains or Cobra Instincts for your sports car. Get $75 on five styles of all-terrain truck tires, including the popular AT3 XLT, and get $50 on three styles of all-season passenger tires, including Endeavor. Save on Cooper tires at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
If you don't plan on cooking tonight, plan on dining at Freddy's Diner. Friday and Saturday nights, Freddy's features their hickory smoked prime rib. Plus, there's everyday favorites like New York steak, smoked beef brisket, Carolina chicken, pressure fried chicken, hand-dipped beer battered salmon or cod, and more. The menu is designed to please everyone in the family. Easy takeout, too. And stick around on Friday nights for karaoke at 9 p.m. Freddy's is a great place to meet friends or make some. Freddy's Diner in Old Town Eagle Point.
Hi, I'm Randall from Advanced Air, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
Delighted to have you here. 770-5633. Open phones on Find Your Phone Friday. And a couple of things I wanted to make sure that you knew about. Tonight, Jackson County Republican Party doing a Medford Town Hall with the state Senate candidates. Both Noel Robinson and Christine Goodwin going after District 2, the District 2 Senate race. This is in the primary, of course. Diane Linthicum and Dave Hensley of Senate District 28, Klamath Falls and parts of Jackson County. That's going to be 6 o'clock, 6 till 8 tonight, Criterion Theater. And hopefully you know where the Criterion Theater is, and it's absolutely free to get in there. But good going that JCRP ended up doing that. The more knowledge, and it's a great chance. You know, you can get together. It's sort of a meet and greet, and you can ask questions. And gosh, they're right there in front of you. You can sit there and go, why did you do this? Or why won't you do that? Or whatever. No, do not put your hands on them, okay? You can shake their hands, but yeah, no. Just having fun. You know, sometimes we get that frustrated. That's just the way that is. All right, 770-5633. You know, I was talking with Mr. Outdoors a few minutes ago about my favorite Western. My favorite Western, which is the Outlaw Josie Wales. That is just my all-time favorite Western. In fact, one of my all-time favorite movies, really. And there's something about the Western that just speaks to that American spirit, that bygone thing. And I know we like to think of ourselves as a little more wild salmon than maybe we are now. I'm talking about you, Wild Salmon Steve, right? But anyway, what is your favorite? Do you have a favorite Western, something that actually speaks to that? Because, you know, the Western is truly an American genre. And if you were going to suggest a Western that just still sets you on fire every time it comes around, for me, it's The Outlaw Josie Wales. And I like a lot of other Clint Eastwood movies, too, don't get me wrong. But for me, that one, the battle post-Civil War and... You know, people, you know, going west, the battles with Native Americans. It was just, I just thought it was a beautiful, well-done movie. And a movie with a lot of heart and a lot of humor there, too. You know, I just thought it was great stuff. Great stuff. And that's one of my all-time favorites. So, do you have a favorite? You have a favorite Western? Not the most important topic, but I kind of like that one. Tell me what is your most important Western, the one you like the most, and why? What is it about the movie that really gets you? 770-5633. We have that. One serious, I shouldn't say serious topic, but did you catch that story in the Rogue Valley Times? I mentioned this early when I first came on, that it was revealed that the Jackson County surveyor, who, by the way, is running unopposed in the election, no one's opposing him, has also been Curry County's surveyor since June of 2023. And both the websites are talking about, well, you know, he's open. You know, it's open 8 to 5 or whatever it is, Monday through Friday. Now, Scott Fine said, that's okay. I'm doing most of the Curry County work on the weekends or nights and things like that and doing all my work. But it kind of struck me as almost kind of like an attorney, how an attorney can take 168 hours in a week and bill three or four or 500 billable hours. Is that something which is right? Do you think it's okay to moonlight as an elected surveyor? Because that's essentially what's going on, isn't it? And who's doing what when? Elected officials can pretty much determine their workday, too. That's something else we also need to remember. But I remember also saying that I wasn't in favor of getting rid of elected surveyors and tax assessors, but maybe given what's been going on with the tax assessor problems that we had here, and maybe this one with the surveyor, is it a problem? I mean, should we just go to having them being appointed like most counties do? Let's talk. 770-5633. Something on my mind. What's on your mind? Let me go to line one. Hi there. Who's this? Good morning.
This is Minor Dave.
Hey, Dave. What's going on with you today? What's up?
Well, I wanted to say they discovered that woman's body in the Applegate.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't identified it yet, but I suspect it's Stephanie Ann Warner.
Yeah, the woman who's been missing quite some time, right?
10 years. Yeah.
10 years. Yeah.
And their skeleton remains. And well, anyways, I have some theories about it, but I won't say them. But anyways, the prime suspect that we called him Lonnie, but his name was Lenny Ames, and that guy is a piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I hope that the Warner family gets justice.
And if it is, like I said, we're just speculating right now, and even you admit you're speculating. We don't know anything about it, but it would
right.
stand a reason that I'm sure the family's thinking, could it be, right?
Well, I think they found the body from the pictures. It wouldn't be that far from her home.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens, and I imagine if it is, that's going to be very big news around here. Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to say my favorite movie is The Undefeated with Rock Hudson and John Wayne.
The Undefeated, Rock Hudson and John Wayne. Never saw that one. Never saw that one.
You got to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
You'll love it.
Okay. Now, is that a Western?
It's a Western. It's about post-Civil War.
Okay. Good period to do a Western in. Thank you very much there, Dave. Let me go to line two. Hi there, KMED, KCMD. Who's this?
Yeah, hi. It's Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Well, I was you were talking about the outlaw Josie Wales, and it was my favorite movie up until Clint Eastwood made The Unforgiven.
Oh, so you like The Unforgiven more. I liked it, too. I didn't know if it still beat that.
Well, that's my that's my favorite Western movie because it's produced like real life and not like, a hero Western.
Do you think Outlaw Josie Wales was more of a hero Western still?
Yeah, it had that 60s, 70s vibe of the anti-hero hero.
You know? Ah, yeah, you're right. That was the era. That was the era of the anti-hero, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
But really, I was just calling in to let you know that and to let you know, Bill, just endeavor to persevere.
I forgot about that quote. Now I'm going to have to – maybe I have to make that an email signature sometime here, okay? We'll do that.
Good one.
Yeah, we endeavor to persevere. Gotta love it. All right. It's 12 before 8. KMED and KCMD 770-5633.
At Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company, we provide well water services to your home and business from field to tap. Our drilling team will construct your water well, and our technicians at Siskiyou Pump Service can take it from there with pump installation, water filtration systems, and installation of a holding tank if needed. Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company are here for you with complete well water services from field to tap, serving the Rogue Valley for over 50 years. Visit us at siskiyoupump.com.
Still seeing in the markets a push or a flight to safety, I think is really what you would describe the markets going on right now. Gold just under $2,400 an ounce. It was at $2,395 just a moment ago. Back down to $2,390. We're talking about the futures. Silver $2,852. It's continuing to gain traction. And when you hear about people just going after gold and silver, selling out in places, well, you can still buy it here at our local recognized experts. In fact, I highly recommend you deal with a local company. And the local company that I'm talking about has been a sponsor of my show for years, and I hope you support them because they are worthy of your support. Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers in Ashland and Grants Pass. 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland and 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. And they are just solid. Well, solid as a rock when it comes to solid as silver and gold for that matter. And the whole idea of when you're seeing this price of gold and silver rising, I think, honestly, in my opinion, it's kind of an indicator that the central banks are starting to lose control of the situation. And of course, we're looking at increasing tensions and pressure being put on the dollar and various other fiat currencies. And so it's probably a good idea to have some. I don't want to have you go and put everything into it, you know, unless you talk to your financial advisor and he or she says, yeah, go ahead and do this. But some is a good idea. And that some, you get it from Jay Austin. Call 482-3715, 482-3715, jaustinbrokers.com, also fortunereserve.com. Stop by, and I think you'll really enjoy that experience of what is going on with them. Good people and great products, too. Buying, selling, whatever it is. And also diamonds, platinum, collectible banknotes. There's all sorts of ways that you can free up some cash with Jay Austin.
Lithia Body and Paint knows that the dent in your car is bugging you. Here's some good news. You may have a ding or dent that's quick and affordable to fix. Lithia has special tools to carefully pop out dents and dings in your car, often without damaging the paint. From major collision repair to small dings from a baseball, shopping cart, or mailbox, bring it by Lithia Body and Paint and we'll let you know what it's going to take to fix it. You may be pleasantly surprised. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
If you still went to Harvard after 2015 and you poured all that money into that education knowing what that institution was, you got a PhD in telling the world I'm a dumbass.
2016? Man, that's tough.
Well, the D in PhD stands for dumbass.
Right.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go so much with the take of the name calling. It was more like, you know, the year, you know, I'm trying to give people the benefit of the doubt before they really knew what was going on there.
9 to noon on KMED and KCMD.
1063 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. And this is the Bill Myers Show.
752, some emails of the day. Emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. It is on, what is it, Freeman Way? Yeah, I think it's Freeman Way in Central Point, right next to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant. Crowns while you wait. Pretty good stuff. And by the way, if you don't have a dental insurance, they have a dental plan there, which works a lot like dental insurance, but better benefits and just overall, I think, a better deal for many people. Talk to them about it. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. All right. And the emails continue to come in about the conversation Monday. This stuff just keeps coming in. And Jim Bob writes, Bill, I listened to the interview with Christine Goodwin, in my opinion, came across as disingenuous and entitled. Her explanation of her residency was in no way believable. She fell about 1,000 yards short of gaining trust. We have Francine regarding the interview. I'm not going to restate the obvious, but I want to point out a very small detail, Bill, that revealed more of the real Christine. At one point, she referred to Christine Drazen's gubernatorial loss, which suggests Rhino Drazen was her candidate of choice. As for the hubbub over her residence, technically obfuscation may be a little different than outright lying, but the bottom line is it implies dishonesty. All right? And let's see. And Winnie says, Bill, why does Goodwin lash out at constituents calling us names, minions, mean girls, etc.? It's very Hillary Clinton-ish because we want and deserve the truth as to where she lives. We can't afford to lose this seat, so it's very important that we get the truth on this issue. All right. And I have a bunch more of these, and I'm kind of shocked that so much came in, but that's the way that went. Like I said, though, there's going to be this this get-together tonight, and maybe just ask questions. If you have a question of Christine, Noah, and, of course, the Senate District 28 one, and where was it? I had that story. Oh, yeah, here it is. Yeah, Dave Hensley and Diane Lintingham. You can talk to them in person, and you can ask them questions. All right? There we go. 770-5633. Additional emails here. Randy in Ashland writes me and says, hey, Bill, Republicans play to get along while Democrats play to win. That, I hate to agree with you on that one, Randy, but more often than not, we have noticed that kind of situation, and maybe it's because Republicans are more rule-following, I think, for the most part, just a little more, hey, we want to follow the law, we want to get along, we want to have peaceful relations, and we naturally want to get along with our fellow man. But ultimately, I think Democrats are much, much better at just focusing on the fact, well, I don't really care if you like me. I just want power to do what I want to you. You know, that's really, I think, what we are working with. Mark writes me this morning from Ashland. Bill, I'm noticing the distinct differences in thinking patterns between those who value humanity and those who despise it. Clearly, this is not a new discovery, but putting it in words clarifies it. The latter group believes humanity needs to be controlled, as it is inherently evil, while simultaneously advocating for this control to be handed to people within the same group. That's kind of the Democrat thing, right, Mark? All right. That is, if it's government, somehow the rules that they apply to everyone else needing control do not apply to the spotless overlords that they support. The primary issue here is static thinking. Collectivists often come from environments where static thinking seems to work, assuming they think at all. In other words, if we increase retirement spending, we get more money at retirement. Or if we input A and C++, we get B. There's also the belief that education and intelligence are sufficient. I am smart. I have been validated by the system. Therefore, I cannot be wrong. Ultimately, the leftists who despise humanity cannot apply dynamic thinking to actual life events, or they simply refuse to. They fail to see variables. It's like a game of The Sims or World of Warcraft, where elixirs function as intended or systems react to stimuli in a prescribed manner. It's childlike thinking, and this is the hardest hurdle to overcome. It may sound inflammatory, but we have all exhibited this behavior at some point. We're all human, but those who seek the most power and wish to centralize it ironically seem to hate that aspect of us, the human part. They despise the variability of freedom so much that they ignore this existence or its existence in policy. Oh, and the parking. So clever are these collectivists making rules in Salem to make it look like cities have control. Okay. Mark, you had to put in something there about the road diets, too, while you're at it. Mark, that's very thoughtful. I appreciate you writing, okay? Terry wrote from Wairika about something we mentioned a couple of weeks ago. This had to do with the father and the daughter. Yeah, you were talking about... Terry, let me read that another time. Another time, all right? I'm going to have to digest that a little more thoroughly. But like I said, I read all the emails, and some of them I get the chance to respond to. Most I just don't have time to, and it's nothing personal, okay? Let me go to line two. Hello. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Good morning. Who's this?
Hello. It's Jane.
Hi, Jane. What's going on in your world today, huh?
Not much, really, but...
Oh, so you decided to share not much with me. I really appreciate that, Jane. Okay.
Betcha.
Okay. All right.
You were talking about favorite movies.
Yeah.
About John Wayne and Robert Mitchum and El Dorado.
El Dorado. It's another one that I haven't seen. I've not seen nearly enough John Wayne movies, you know, in my lifetime here, Jane. But you're giving me some idea of a couple I might want to check out, huh?
Well, it is a good show, and he does a lot of good ones.
Mm-hmm.
But Western is, El Dorado, I think, is really the best one I like.
Okay, will do. Were you ever into Clint Eastwood, or did he come along and you didn't care much? I'm just kind of curious.
I was never really into Clint Eastwood. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of them I wasn't really into, but...
That's interesting. That's interesting because, you know, for me, I was all in Clint. Once I saw him in, you know, Good, the Bad, and the Ugly and a bunch of other ones, I was big. But, of course, as a young man, Dirty Harry was the real one that that I liked. Dirty Harry.
Well, that's not a Western, though.
No, it's not a Western, but still a great movie. It really is. Thanks for the call there, Gene. You have a good weekend, okay? Take care.
You have a great one.
I'm planning on it. All right. Wow. I was just looking at this article that Ava sent me on Tuesday. She emailed it to me. Los Angeles mayor pleads for wealthy to help buy housing for the homeless. Unprecedented partnership. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass said the new campaign, L.A. for L.A., would depend on the humanity and generosity of the private sector. She's pleading with the most fortunate in Los Angeles to help pay for housing for the homeless as part of a new strategy to tackle the crisis during her State of the City address on Monday. We will not hide people, but what we will do is house people, the Democratic leader touted as she began her remarks on the city. And Ava adds a comment here. It says, Bill, none of these mayors who are dealing with the influx of illegals tells Biden to close the border. It's all about how to raise, get money to deal with the crisis. Ava, that's very insightful. You're absolutely right. Yeah, in other words, how to deal with the crisis with more money rather than stopping the flood of people contributing to the issue. In fact, the article blames the number of evictions and the end of COVID aid, not illegal immigration. This is great, Eva, or Ava, rather. I'm glad you're actually looking at this. This is how you have to read these stories. You have to read the stories of what's the real angle and what's the dog that didn't bark, right? And you were just talking about the dog that didn't bark, illegal immigration. Appreciate the take, all right? It's a minute after 8. We'll catch up on some other news here in just a moment. Captain Bill Simpson's going to join in because I was watching a piece on NBC 5 News the other night. And they had a bunch of people get on the Klamath River, that were putting in a whole bunch of baby salmon or baby fish. I forget. Smolts, I think is what they call it. Must be salmon. I don't know. I don't know anything about this kind of stuff, all right? But they were talking about how the river has never been healthier. And I'm trying to figure out how could this jive with what Captain Bill was talking about with the dam destruction and the dangers going on there. So I invited him back on. He'll join me in a few minutes, and I think it should be a good talk.